Cindy Claycomb, welcome to Morning Edition.
Hi.
You know, the strategic plan has been worked on for several months by WSU staff, students, and community members. So what's in the refined draft plan?
Well, we have a new vision and a new mission for the university, and we have some values that are necessary to fulfill this plan, and then we have seven new goals.
Seven new goals?
Yes.
Can you go into a little detail about those?
I can. Our first two goals have to do with guaranteeing an applied learning or research experience for all students who come through the university. And our second goal has to do with pioneering an educational experience that is interdisciplinary. In other words, that integrates interdisciplinary curricula across the university so that students understand how their field fits in with society and culture, not just their field. Once we had all the data and we could analyze it, it became pretty clear to us that this is the vision of WSU. This is the mission of WSU. So that was really nice.
And you say the vision and the mission. So again, what was the outcome?
Well, the new vision is that Wichita State University is internationally recognized as the model for applied learning and research. And what that means is that we don't want to just be a model for how you do applied learning and research. We want to be the model. And so this is a big and bold vision, and it's aspirational. It will take us a while to get there. And then our new mission is just what we are. The mission of Wichita State University is to be an essential educational, cultural, and economic driver for Kansas and the greater public good. And that really sets us apart from other regions' institutions. We say that we're going to be a driver of those things.
Now, were there any specific suggestions on how the community can connect more with the university?
I think that probably all of our goals have some element of that, in particular the ones about applied learning and research, because what that means is that we will guarantee that students have a real-world experience as they move through the university. And that doesn't mean just one class or a capstone course or that they'll do a cooperative education. Those things all might be part of it, but that we will work with the community to have our students out there working either in applied education or in a research applied research projects to interact with the community.
The fact that we're in an urban setting, that assists with that goal.
Yes, and I think that's gives us our distinct advantage because we set in this city, we set in this metropolitan setting, and so it allows us to do these things, to have this kind of vision and mission that if you weren't in this kind of setting, you'd have a different vision or mission. And so that's what we realized during this process was look at where we are and it becomes obvious what we ought to be. And so that was exciting.
So what's the next step?
The next step is, we revealed this, so now the departments and the colleges will take this back and think about it. In June, the president will take this draft, this preview, to the Board of Regents and let them have some input into it, even though they had input into it early. So I don't think they will be surprised. I think they will be pleasantly happy about it. But so then after the Regents, then the plan will be finalized. And then when the new school year kicks off, we will begin phase two. And phase two is actually implementation of the plan, taking it down to the departments and them figuring out, okay, how does our department fit into this plan and how do we help accomplish these goals for the institution?
Cindy Claycomb is a Wichita State University marketing professor and co-chair of the Strategic Planning Initiative for WSU. Thank you, Cindy, for joining me during Morning Edition.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.